"Excuse me," said Howler. "I didn't mean to be insolent." "What's wrong with education?" the associate professor asked calmly. But then it was as if an immense force filled him. "Tell me that. Is education wrong? I'm sitting on a farm worker's kitchen bench, the bench of my childhood. Any education I've acquired, I've had to fight my way for, inch by inch." Howler was astonished at the other man's sudden transformation. He never would have expected such fury from him. "Inch by inch," the associate professor repeated, and underscored his anger by striking his index finger on the table. "Not an inch for free." "Excuse me," said Howler again, raising his hands in a conciliatory gesture. But the associate professor would not let himself be stopped. "I'm sitting in this house, yes. It's true, worth several million kroner today, an inconceivable amount of money. My father grew up in a drafty farm laborer's shack in Rasbo, full of snotty children and wall lice. Two of his siblings died from the Spanish flu. I speak several languages. My mother knew a little Finnish, that was all. My father only went to school for 3 years. I became a medical doctor in a specialty that he could not even conceive of. He could not have pronounced the title of my dissertation. I have traveled all over the globe. The farthest my father got was to Skinskatteberg, to bury a brother. My parents would burst with pride if they could see me today. Tell me, Master Gardener, have I done wrong? Should I regret it?" "Excuse me," Howler repeated for the third time. "Of course you didn't do wrong. I didn't know about your background. The fact is that I..." "You talk about contempt," the associate professor interrupted, feeling the heat in his face. "But you are the one who is contemptuous." Howler looked at him with a mixture of admiration and sorrow, as if he had stepped on something valuable. "I'm just a bitter mole," he said. "Someone who digs and digs in the earth." "But you're not blind." "Blinded," said Howler. "By what?" "Perhaps I'll tell you sometime."